Ever since 1701, when the Brits put their religious wars behind them, there has been an ironclad rule. The monarch of England is of the Church of England. If a royal wants to convert to Catholicism, that would mean stepping out of the line of succession. Well, now, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he's looking to reform that restriction, as well as another one, the preference given to princes over princesses. Well, joining us to talk about this from London is Simon Hoggart of The Guardian newspaper. Welcome back.
Hello.
The Prime Minister is talking about revising the 1701 Act of Settlement. Is it really time yet to do that?
After 1701, it might just be, yes. It all dates back, and like all things involving the British Constitution, it becomes completely wild and crazy at a very early stage. But it dates back to Henry VIII more than 100 years before. He had a fight with the Pope about getting divorced from one of his wives. Therefore, he decided to set up his own church called the Church of England. And bizarrely, ever since that time, the monarch of England, or Britain as it now is the head of the church. So, of course, you couldn't have them being involved in a rival church any more than you could have the Queen joining the Church of Scientology or the Mormons or anything else. So it does seem a little bit odd, but these are such fast-changing times that I think they've decided that it would make a rather nice gesture to the very many Roman Catholics who live in Britain. It would be like saying you're fully inclusive, you're mm-hmm. part of the family, like having, I might say, a black president, just to take an example at random.
I see. So what you're saying is that there could be someone sitting on the throne who is a Roman Catholic, and would that person then still be the titular head of the Church of England?
Well, that's what's not been sorted out, and that's what's going to take a lot of time. And you can bet there'll be a lot of conservative old traditionalists who say, no, we can't possibly do that. The monarch is the head of the Church of England. Nothing will ever change that. They can't possibly be a Roman Catholic. And so Gordon Brown can say, well, that's completely irrelevant. We haven't had a Catholic in the family for a very long time. Though, interestingly, one of the Queen's grandsons, Peter Phillips, did marry a Roman Catholic woman, and she did indeed change her faith, nominally, I suppose, when she got married a year or so back. So it actually does have some slight effect. She was a very very nice Canadian girl who I knew very slightly. She was the PA to one of our more popular TV stars. As you can see, the royal family has been moving steadily down market for some time now.
Now, on to the other issue, the gender preference. Let's say that there were no automatic preference in favor of a male heir. How would that, say, upset the current line of succession to the throne?
Oh, well, it wouldn't affect it at all, because even if Prince Charles were to die before his mother, which is perfectly possible, I suppose, given that he's now 60, then his eldest son would be the next in line to the throne, the eldest child of the eldest child. But if he had not been born, or if he had been born after his sister Anne, she would be next in line for the throne if they were to change the law. But that's, again, a long way off having any meaning at all, since we were looking down a line of males for some time. The other thing is, it's bizarre that it's not been changed before. When you think about it, almost certainly the three most popular and mm-hmm. successful monarchs we've ever had in this country are Queen Elizabeth, followed by Queen Victoria, followed by Queen Elizabeth II, who hasn't had quite so much work to do, but has been a sort of loyal, faithful servant of the people for more than 50 years now. They've got a pretty good track record, the women who've had that job, and it does seem rather absurd that they should be overlooked for the sake of some of the men who've been pretty hopeless when you look at them.
Well, Simon Hoggart of The Guardian, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.